Catherine Field, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mike.
Righto, work me around Europe. How big a hole do you reckon you're in?
It's bad news, actually, for many parts of Western Europe, Mike. Part of the reason has been low vaccine uptake. Another part of the reason has been it's really cold here now. You know, the cold temperatures are coming in and it's going to get really cold over the next week. I think the most shocking news, the most stark warning came out of Germany in the last few hours when Angela Merkel, the acting chancellor, said that the current measures just will not be enough. And then, as you said just before, the German health minister gave this warning that said that by the end of winter, that's by March of next year, all Germans will either have been vaccinated, cured, or will be dead from COVID. So that was a really stern warning. We're already seeing in Germany, Mike, patients having to be transferred out of the country for medical attention because the intensive care units are just now really, the capacity is being stretched. We're seeing some patients being moved into France, some being moved into Italy. You then go across into Austria, which is in day one of their new lockdown. Well, there the incident rate is absolutely enormous. I mean, we use this number of how many cases per 100,000. Well, their average now is 1,102 per 100,000 people have got COVID. So a real stark warning there. And again, you look at that 66% of the population were fully vaccinated. They just cannot get enough people to come and get those vaccines. Again, we're also looking at the Netherlands. Numbers on the increase there. What have we got? We've got 21,500 new cases there in the last 24 hours. So again, you're looking at the same thing, just so many of it coming together at the same time. And let's not forget that you're getting a lot of people who were vaccinated 6 months ago, and the efficiency of that vaccination is now starting to wear off just as winter has come.
Just talk to me about the health systems, because I'm less interested in cases these days, because the idea is the more people are vaccinated, yes, you can get a case and that's fine. But how's the health system holding up?
It's a bad moment for the health system, Mike, because you've got a lot of things happening. You've had, for example, here in France, you have this mandate where you have to be vaccinated if you're working in the health service. So they have lost people who just said they're not going to be vaccinated, so they can't work there anymore. Plus, you've got particularly the same in Germany, where you already have a health service that's under strain because of budget cuts. And so they just don't have the beds that they used to have. You know, you look at some parts of Germany and you say, okay, well, you've got, you know, this big wealthy area around Cologne there. And you think, oh, okay, we've got, for example, there they have got 600 ICU beds, but they've actually only got the staff for, say, 400. Mm. So that's what you're seeing right across Western Europe, Mike, is that the healthcare workers, they were just so exhausted by the first four lockdowns, the first four waves, that they've just stayed away from work. They cannot physically take it anymore.
As much as it grieves me to raise this, is there a modicum of celebration over the weekend's events on the sporting field?
Do you know, Mike, I set off for that match and I thought, am I going to go? Is it going to be the same old thing where Les Bleus are going to look as though they're going to beat the All Blacks in the first half and then they're going to go badly and then we'll all trudge home again in the cold? Mike, I have never been to a rugby match like that. The crowd was just went wild. And I think a lot of it was, hey, yeah, it was great finally to see the French side win. But this was a big sporting event where everyone felt good. Yes, we all had to be there 2 hours earlier to have our COVID passes checked, to make sure we'd been vaccinated to go in. But then to see them celebrate was just enormous. And at the end, yes, the players were in tears. The crowd was in raptures. And I eventually left my seat like half an hour after the match ended because I thought these guys are going to stay here all night and just soak up the atmosphere.
Fantastic.
I also noticed that they've just put online for anyone who wants to buy it a French rugby scarf with the result of the match on it. And it only cost 20 euros.
Oh, only 20 euros. Just to remind us how we lost.
Including awesome. Including post and packaging, Mike.
Oh, well, that's the main thing, isn't it? Well, all right, mate. We'll catch up next week. Appreciate it very much. Catherine Field in France each and every Tuesday morning.